You know, a few years ago, we celebrated the 2000th anniversary of the birth of Christ. But, you know, really the significant day was not when Christ was born, but when he was crucified, raised from the dead, and ascended into heaven. That was, we believe, AD 33. And that's when the day of Pentecost came. Jesus told his disciples to go to the upper room and to tarry until he sent a comforter. And when he did, that was the day of Pentecost. It's where we get the word Pentecostal. It was 50 days after Passover. And it was the beginning of the church. It was the birthday of the church. And 2033 is coming up very soon. And there's a group of Pentecostals and charismatics that go by the name Empowered 21 who are beginning plans now, not only to celebrate that significant anniversary, but also to take the message of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit to everyone on planet Earth. And that's 8 billion people. We just passed that milestone very, very recently. And today on the Strang Report, I'm going to talk to Dr. Billy Wilson. You probably know him as the president of Oral Roberts University. He's also the chairman of the World Pentecostal Conference, and he's the global chair of what is called Empowered 21. I'm going to talk to him about the plans, especially a big meeting in Amsterdam next summer, right after Pentecost, that's going to kind of launch this 10-year push to reach 8 billion people. This is very important. You don't want to miss this. I'm Stephen Strang, and this is the Strang Report.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. The Strang Report aims to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Billy Wilson. I appreciate you taking time to talk about this very important subject, which is we can reach everyone, having to do with the message of Pentecost. You know, I remember I first met you back in 2006 when we had the great centennial of the Azusa Street Revival. And little did I know that, you know, how the Lord would raise you up to start Empowered 21 and to become the global chair and also to become the president of Oral Roberts University. You probably didn't have any other idea.
Any of those things, Steve. At that time, I was just trying to survive the journey for the Azusa Street Centennial after the death of Dr. Robert Fisher. But it was a great meeting and really launched sort of a new season for the movement of unity and cooperation and collaboration. And out of that has grown Empowered 21 all over the world.
And now we're just 10 years away, or a little bit more than 10 years away, from another big anniversary, and that is the 2,000 years since the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts. We believe that it was in AD 33, and of course, this will be 2033. So talk to me and my listeners and viewers about what is planned.
Yeah. Well, you know, Steve, as we started Empower 21, which has become one of the, or the perhaps largest relational network in the history of Spirit-empowered Christianity. Spirit-empowered meaning Pentecostal, charismatic, all the way from charismatic Catholics to historic Pentecostals and everybody in between that believes that God still does what he did in the book of Acts. That network of leaders all over the world, we have 14 regional teams, a next-gen network, a global evangelist alliance, a new prayer alliance going on, a scholars group, has come Empowered 21. And about 9 years ago, as we started this network, we asked the question, what would keep all of us at the table together? Many times relational networks fall apart after a while. We have a philosophy that the prayer of Jesus for unity is not only relational, it is relational, but it's also missional. And so how do we turn relational networks into mission? And this big vision came to us. Pastor Jack Hayford was co-chair at that time with me of this network of Empowered 21. We were in Hawaii with a group of leaders. And the vision was that every person on earth would have an authentic encounter with Jesus Christ through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit by Pentecost 2033. Now here we are, it's 2022, and next year we will be 10 years, a decade, before that 2,000-year anniversary of the death of Jesus, his resurrection, his giving of the Great Commission, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And we're calling our movement all over the world, as well as evangelical Christians, everyone, to get involved in reaching every person on this planet and giving them an opportunity to know Jesus Christ. We actually believe this is possible. And so last year in Dubai with our Empire 21 annual meeting, we launched an initiative called Everyone. And out of the Everyone initiative, we're doing a number of things around the world as we mobilize movements, churches, encourage them, inspire them to really work toward this next decade and make it the greatest decade of Great Commission effort in the history of the church. Steve, somewhere over these last few days, the world population clicked over to 8 billion people. There are 8 billion people now on planet Earth, according to those that do those kind of statistics. I did some studying, and if you counted one number per second, like every second you said one number, it would take you about 250 years to count to 8 billion. Even if you went faster than that, no one could count to 8 billion in their lifetime. This is a massive, massive group of people on the earth.
And yet, and, you know, I can remember when I was a kid when the population passed 3 billion. Maybe I'm remembering it wrong. But, you know, that is an explosion of growth in our own lifetime. And trying to reach those people with the gospel. And there have been so many initiatives that have happened, you know, coming up to the year 2000. Remember, there were a lot of, there was a 1040 window, if you remember that, and a lot of different denominations had their own programs. What makes this one different, and what are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, I think a couple of things make it different. We're in a different season, Steve. You know, the capacity that we have to reach every person on earth continues to escalate. Technology is giving us the ability to actually touch people in ways never before thought of, from social media to traditional media and everything in between. And the church around the world has continued to grow, especially in our movement. We're the fastest growing religious movement on earth. Some estimate that there will be over 1 billion Spirit-empowered believers over the next 20 to 30 years. And in the middle of all that, then I believe that God has given to our fingertips the possibility of reaching every person. I believe one of the things the Holy Spirit's doing in this time, Steve, is repersonalizing the Great Commission. Now, that's a big word, but what it means is getting down to the individual, you know. Jesus over and over again would reach out to an individual, and by seeing that individual converted would open an entire region, like the woman of Samaria. Jesus reached one woman and it opened up all of Samaria to receive him. Jesus reached one demoniac at Gadara and it opened up the entire Decapolis region. And on and on and on through history. And the early church continued this. It was one Gentile man that had a vision and God got the gospel to Cornelius' house. One African man, an Ethiopian eunuch that was reached by Philip the Evangelist that opened up all of Africa. And sometimes we get overwhelmed by the masses. 8 billion people sounds like a lot. And so last summer I was in the mountains praying and I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, God, how are we going to give every person on earth an opportunity to know you over the next decade? How are we going to reach everyone? And I really felt like the Holy Spirit said to me, Steve, one person at a time. That if we'll focus on the one, God will help us ultimately reach everyone. Now, we're also calling everyone in the church to get involved, just in sharing their faith and loving people and praying for the lost. There's another initiative going on where we're seeking to pray for every person on earth by name over the next 10 years as well. And we believe as we pray for people, God will give us an opportunity to share the good news with them, and then they'll have an opportunity to either receive or reject Jesus. This is our goal.
Well, you sent out a very interesting press release that caught my attention and talked about an important meeting that's happening in Amsterdam next summer. Tell me about it.
Yeah, next summer, June 21 through 24, We're calling Great Commission-minded ministries together to the city of Amsterdam. Now, Billy Graham had three large Amsterdam meetings in the 1980s and then in the year 2000 as he brought evangelists together from around the world. And as we launched this Everyone Initiative, we were talking to a group of evangelists, our Global Evangelist Alliance. Where could we have a meeting to really talk about the next decade? And to a person, they all wanted to go to Amsterdam. So we connected with the Billy Graham Association, and Franklin gave his blessing. They'll actually be helping us some with the meeting, as well as many other evangelical leaders will be there and be a part of it. Really, what we're doing is calling people together to talk about a new era of evangelism in the 21st century. We've emerged from the pandemic now. The world is open. I believe the world has been prepared for the greatest revival in human history and the greatest harvest in human history. So we want to come together to talk about new ways to reach new generations for Jesus Christ. We'll have people there, we believe, from all over the world. Already registration is going very well. And so that's June 21 through 24. The first 3 days will be in the Rye Convention Center, one of the nicest convention centers in Europe. And on the last day, we'll spend the entire day praying and championing the entire globe at the Olympic Stadium in Amsterdam. It's going to be, in some ways, like the sounding of a pistol for a decade of Great Commission effort throughout the kingdom of God. And if you're a leader, you don't want to miss this meeting. It's going to be an amazing meeting with speakers, 240 speakers from all over the world, sharing insights of how to reach this generation for Jesus Christ. And so we welcome all of you. You can go to empower21.com and sign up, or amsterdam2023.com and register today to be with us in Amsterdam this coming summer. It's going to be, you know, Steve, we led the Azusa Street Centennial in 2006. It was a very significant meeting for our movement. I think at this point, this meeting has the potential to be one of the most significant meetings we have ever led in our ministry. And I believe God's going to do something very special there to launch us into a decade that maybe by the grace of God, by His help, that at the 2,000-year anniversary of the resurrection of Jesus, we could put at His feet an offering of the greatest effort at reaching people for His glory and name that has ever been done in human history. So if you want to help us do that and you want to be a part and collaborate with others in doing so, we welcome you to come to Amsterdam, June 21 through 24, 2023.
Well, that's exciting. And it makes me remember that I had the privilege of attending the very first Billy Graham Amsterdam meeting. I think it was 1984. I was early in my career. It made a huge impact on me to see that. And it's significant, I think, that you're going back. And to think that 2033 is actually the 2000th anniversary of the birth of the church. Now, yes, as Pentecostals and Charismatics, you know, it's significant to us that the Holy Spirit was outpoured. But that was the birth of the church. You know, the Catholics, everybody else, there's a certain denomination that puts on their signs out in front of the church, founded AD 33.
That's right.
I mean, everybody knows that date, even secular people. And with the way the world is going, and of course, I write about it, we report on it, moving toward a one world government. It seems like things are getting worse and worse and worse and worse, like we're rushing toward the end of time. We need the Holy Spirit more than ever. Absolutely. The world needs the Holy Spirit. This is not just trying to get everybody to become a charismatic or Pentecostal, or just getting the Pentecostals all excited. The world needs this. And I just applaud you for the leadership that you and the other are doing. It's not easy to get church people to work together, different denominations. You would know that very well. Of course, I know that with my long career doing what I do. But I think there's something inside that says, yes, we want to be a part of something big. This is big. So tell people again how they can be involved.
Sure.
Well, we need people to start talking about this and planning. To go to Amsterdam next summer or in 10 years from now, you know, you got to plan your life around it. Isn't like, we're busy. We're going to a family reunion or something. I mean, this is important enough. It's almost like a major thing in somebody's life. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, it will be a family reunion of sorts. It'll be a family of God reunion. It's going to be a great meeting. Amsterdam will be beautiful in the summer. But beyond that, of course, it is a moment in time that we'll never have again, Steve. And I would say to people watching, don't miss this particular meeting. I've done a lot of meetings all over the world. Don't miss this meeting. It's going to be very impactful and very important for the kingdom of God. If you're a leader watching this, you lead a network of churches or denomination, we'll help you if you want to bring your leaders to this meeting. You can do a meeting before, a meeting after. Just connect with us through empower21.com. And today, you need to go there, register, empower21.com or amsterdam2023.com. The theme of the meeting will be everyone. We need everyone to help reach everyone for the glory of God. And so this is a season, Steve, that I believe God wants to accelerate the church. World population is accelerating, knowledge is accelerating, technology is accelerating, and the Holy Spirit can accelerate us and help us get this task done and in some ways finish the Great Commission. I'll never be completely finished because somebody's going to be born about the time we finish. But at least I believe in our generation, we can give the people of our generation an opportunity. Is it really fair that all of us have what we have in Jesus and know so much about him, and there are still people in the world that have never had a clear opportunity to know him? We believe God is calling us to make a difference in that over this next decade. And so we invite you to join us, talk about it, get people involved, invite your friends or your church network to come be with us. But don't miss this meeting, June 21 through 24, Amsterdam 2023, everyone.
That's so well said, and thank you. But, you know, this is more than just going to a meeting, of course.
Yes.
Every one of us have to be led by the Spirit. So I want to give you the last word as we wrap up this podcast and video podcast to give us insight or advice on how each of us every single day can be led by the Spirit of God.
Yeah. You know, Steve, I've been talking some about how can we move into a moment of acceleration and let God thrust us forward. You know, Philip, after he reached the Ethiopian eunuch, the first African convert in the book of Acts, was transported. I've been studying this a lot. 20 miles away, he was accelerated into the future by the power of the Holy Spirit. But he had to do some things for that to happen. First of all, he had to hear God's voice when God whispered to him and said to him for him to leave the revival in Samaria and go to the desert. So number one, listen for the voice of God. Number two, be willing to say yes to the difficult task. God sent him to a desert to reach the Ethiopian eunuch. This was a difficult request from heaven, a difficult command. He was in the greatest revival of his ministry, and God sends him to a desert. I would have said no, but Philip had heard God's voice, and he was willing to say yes to the difficult commands of God. When you do that, when you hear God's voice, and you make up your mind, you're going to say yes to him every day, even when it doesn't feel so good, or even when it doesn't make sense sometimes, it positions you for the Holy Spirit to do something with your life that will push you into your future and use you for the glory of God. Being led of the Spirit is an everyday task. The Holy Spirit came, yes, to fill us with power, to comfort us, to strengthen us, to help us communicate with God in a way we'd never communicated with him before. But he also came to make us a witness, to use our life to tell others about Jesus Christ. And if we'll listen for his whisper and be willing to say yes to the difficult command, it will position us that God can use us in an accelerated way in the 21st century to get his work done. I can't live without the Holy Spirit, Steve. The responsibilities in my life as president of ORU and leading these networks, and just as a husband, a father, a grandfather in the 21st century, I need the Holy Spirit every single day of my life. And when I wake up in the morning, I pray in the Spirit, I listen for the Spirit, I seek God's word to hear what he's saying to me today. I want every morning of my life to have my ear at his door, listening to what he wants me to do. And then sometimes what he wants me to do is not so easy, but be willing to say yes to the difficult task and know that he'll thrust me, accelerate me even into my destiny and my future. So it's a real honor to be with you, Steve. I appreciate all that you're doing and all of your work. You've been such a blessing to the kingdom of God and to this movement for a long, long time. We're proud of you. We love you. And we're cheering you on.
Well, you're very kind. And I want to thank you again for taking time from your very busy schedule to be with me on my podcast. I want to encourage people to share this. I want to encourage people to follow up and get involved. If you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to subscribe and leave your comments. Thank you for tuning in to the Strang Report today. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on YouTube and Rumble, as well as your favorite podcast app at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing to the newsletter at strangreport.com.